Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The people. God never created us to dominate other people. There are times where, you know, people will follow leaders. But to be a leader doesn't mean that people are following you. Amen. To be a leader means that you are dominating a domain that God has placed you in. You see, let me say it this way. If you ask somebody why were they created, most people, and I'm not being mean here, but most people in a religious sense would say, we were created to worship God. Bop, say bop. No, we do worship God. That's not why you were created. Why we were created were, write this down if you're writing, we were created to manage God's creation. Amen. To take care of what God created. He told Adam to till the garden. We don't see Adam anywhere playing a guitar or singing hymns. And, you know, that's okay and that's wonderful. We don't see that. We see him in relationship with God. As a heir, as a co-laborer with God, tending to what God created. He said, Adam, tend to the garden. Adam was to expand the garden. If you read it properly, he was to expand everything, increase everything until the whole earth was the garden. And then it would go from earth to another planet, garden to another planet, till all the universe, a garden of the increase of his government and his peace, there's no end. But see, if we're looking from the human aspect of it, all we are looking at is what is in front of us in our environment. And much of that is governed by the memories we've stored up, whether they are good experiences or bad experiences. And thus, the filter. Because you got a whole bunch of experiences that you, if you had your druthers, you'd get rid of. Amen. You wouldn't have gone through. And so now your life is filtered through that dirty filter. Amen. And as much as you love God, you find that the word ain't manifested. The word ain't working. No, the word works. Yes. Amen. The word is right. Yes. The filter's dirty. You ever wash colored clothes with white clothes in hot water and bleach? I never did that. I just, you know, just came to do it. But imagine what you get in that mix. White socks, purple and green and orange. Why? It's all mixed up. You wash the white clothes in hot water with bleach. Nice and clean. Amen? Amen? But when you mix it all up, when it's not clean, you're not going to have a clean result.
Amen.
So, we're on a mission. Tell somebody, we're on a mission.
We
have a mandate.
An
assignment.
To shift.
I'm telling you, if you follow this, you're going to see a new you emerge.
Amen.
And it's going to be painless.
Yes.
Amen. I said it'll be painless. It'll be seamless. Because it's the real you.
Amen.
It's just we got to move some debris out of the way.
Amen.
We got to get some stuff right up here. We got to get the right system going.
Because
it's the eternal you. It's the spirit you. Who God knew from the beginning. Even before the beginning. He knew you. There was a you.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so we're going to conquer this thing in time, in this reality, so that the kingdom can manifest and we can represent God fully. Is that all right?
Amen.
Are you ready to shift?
Amen.
I said, are you really ready to shift? Okay, let me talk a little bit about something here. First of all, if you focus only on problems, what you will get is more of the problem.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again.
Amen.
If you only focus on the problem, you will get more of the problem. Amen. You know, one financial consultant, he's good at finances and that, but he made a mistake when he said, in order to come out of debt, what you need to do is take all the bills that are past due and put them on your refrigerator, on your mirror, so that you can see them every day. Somebody say, bop. Wrong again. You want to get that stuff out your mind. We're not living in denial, but you don't want that to be the dominant image in your mind. Because the more you focus on the problem, the more problem you're going to get. Why? Because there's a part of you that's a creator. You can create environment. You ever watched? I know when we were small growing up, we used to watch, some of y'all might remember. Remember Creature Features?
Yes.
Some of y'all old heads really, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was my favorite movie. Remember the Outer Limits and all that, the Creature Features? You know, we would sit up sometime and watch that, especially if it'd be storming outside or something and lightning. And, you know, you'd be watching that and all the scary parts. Then all of a sudden, you're scared to go to bed. Come on, man, let's go. I ain't going. Did you hear that? All of a sudden you start hearing stuff. You see that somebody looking in the window.
Yeah.
All kind of, why? Because that environment created. It created something. And from the inside you start fearing and all of a sudden everything started looking spooky.
Amen.
Now the next morning when you wake up when it's sunshine and you look out that same window and that same little shadow of the tree is there. Oh, look at that tree. But in that moment, it looked like a face. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Think about that a moment. You create stuff. When you magnify, when all the image that's in your mind is the problem, ain't got enough. You ain't never going to have enough.
Amen.
Till you change that image.
Amen.
See, we have to act this out. I'm not talking about pretend.
Amen.
You got a lot of pretenders. People that talk the talk but don't walk the walk. People that say stuff. They know all the jargon. You know, they know all the buzzwords and all the stuff. But in their heart, they don't really believe.
Amen.
There's a lot of that in Christianity. We need some real people.
Amen.
Look at the person beside you and tell them, I need you to be real.
Amen.
Come on, I need you to be the real you. That spirit being that cannot be defeated. We just sung a song, I Win, right? Was that just a song? When you act something out, if you really believe it, and you are really, you know, casting that vision as your future, acting it out is the bridge of bringing something out of the invisible into the visible.
Amen.
See, too many people act out their problems.
Amen.
That's what they talk about.
Amen.
That's what they think about.
Amen.
That's what the dominant image is in their mind. So they drag themselves. And, you know, misery loves company.
Amen.
Amen. So they get with other miserable folk.
Amen.
And they talk about misery. And they think it's cool because their flesh feels a little bit better. Their humanness feels a little bit better because we're all in the same boat. The devil is a lie. I'm getting out the boat. I ain't in that boat. Don't talk to me about that. Well, I'm just saying what's real. No, you're saying what your reality is. And you're stuck on it. I'm just telling you like it is. Well, you need to change like it is.
Amen.
Amen. You have that ability. You have that mandate. You have that charge. By God. Yes, you do. Now, catch these little statistics. I think it's very interesting. 11 million. I didn't say 11,000, 1,100, 11. I said 11 million bits of information per second. Per second are in your subconscious mind. You have a data bank in your subconscious mind. Listen to me. 11 million bits of data per second. Tell somebody, you bad.
Yeah.
See, we limit, in our humanness, we limit who we are to our education or the lack of the education or this experience. This is not the real you. There's a you beyond this human experience that was before the foundation of the world and that will be after all this.
Amen.
Amen. Because you are an eternal being created in the image and likeness of God.
Amen.
Animals are not like God.
Amen.
Animals are instinctive. Think about it. They do everything off of instinct. Now, they mess with animals and DNA and all that today, and a lot of crazy stuff going on, but in the original form and purpose, animals will act like animals. A dog is going to be a dog. A snake is going to be a snake.
Amen.
They act instinctively because that's how God made them.
Amen.
But God made you with an ability to create.
This year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference is the place to be on October 4th and 5th. It's an atmosphere where everyone who serves in any area of ministry will be refreshed. Pour the Oil Conference serves you, and it's happening at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce. Call 772-475-6800 for more information or visit pourtheoilconference.com to register. See you on October 4th and 5th at the Pour the Oil Conference.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-475-6800.